Well, there's a new pay-what-you-feel grocery store in Vancouver. Carla Pellegrini, executive director of the Food Stash Foundation, joins us on Canada Now. And Carla, you opened the rescued food market on 340 West 2nd Avenue about a week ago. How's it going so far?
It's going great. We've only had one market day under our belt. It's just once a week on Friday afternoon. So we had a really amazing turnout, over 70 people. We distributed over 400 pounds of food and actually raised over $1,000 in donations, which was a nice surprise as well.
Wow, that's fantastic that you would you'd be able to pull that in, because patrons can shop and they could just pay what they want.
Exactly. The whole point is trying to make access to this food as easy and low barrier as possible. So it's pay what you feel. If you feel like donating to support the organization and the market, fantastic. And if not, there's no problem at all. So all of the donations we received on Friday were really a wonderful bonus.
That's great. And I'm curious, Carla, like who or would you have gotten a sense of who came in, like who came in to shop for food? Is it people that were really suffering from food insecurity? Was it people that happened by that said, hey, you know what? They need my money. I'm going to go in there. I'm going to get some food while I'm at it, but I'm going to give them some donations. Do you have a sense of who walked in?
A good question. I think it was a combination of a few different types of folks. Definitely, you know, folks who live in the neighborhood. If you're familiar with Olympic Village, it's definitely a pretty well-off neighborhood, lots of nice condos. So definitely neighbors who are curious about what it was. Maybe folks also who are a bit more conscious about their environmental footprint and they want to shop in a way that, you know, reduces food waste and support this type of cause. But definitely also folks who need this access to food and who are experiencing food insecurity in some way or another. I think it was a bit of a combo.
Well, yeah, I mean, the food insecure can walk in and choose what they like. They might not get to celebrate that much dignity in their lives, and you're certainly giving some of that back with the experience you're providing, the food you're providing, and you're helping the food insecure by salvaging some of the 35.5 million tons of food that's thrown out each year in Canada.
Yeah, it's pretty staggering. More than half of the food that we produce in Canada is wasted at all different levels across the supply chain, but a good chunk of that food is totally edible, really great quality, and there's no reason why it should be going into the landfill or even composted. So, you know, it's a bit of a drop in the bucket, the 70,000 pounds of food a month that we're rescuing, but we're really, really happy and proud to be able to chip away at such a big problem.
How does the foundation collect the food that's made available?
We have a fleet of 3 trucks and an amazing team of 4 drivers that are on the road 7 days a week going across Vancouver to grocery stores, wholesalers, a couple farms. We work with almost 20 different supplier organizations who donate their surplus food to us.
So you go to an establishment that might help you out with some food. Like take, for example, the produce. Like, what kind of shape is it in?
The produce that we get, it depends. You go higher up the food chain or the supply chain, the quality gets even better. So the produce that we're rescuing from farms, their surplus, obviously it's farm fresh produce. It's freshly picked. You get down to the wholesalers, it's still really high quality, not too many bruises or bumps. And then you get to the grocery stores, and at that level, we're finding, you know, there's a little bit of moldy raspberries in the container that we need to sort out, or, you know, the carrot is a funny shape, and therefore they didn't think they could sell it to their customers. But generally, all the food is incredibly high quality. It's totally edible and nutritious, and we're happy to kind of redirect it so people can eat it.
Yeah, absolutely. Now the foundation has a food box program. Like, what can you tell us about it?
Yeah, so of that 70,000 pounds of food that we recover, rescue every month, a good portion of it, about 80%, we redirect to other organizations. They have their own food program, so we're donating food to support their programs. But then the other 15 to 20% we bring back to our warehouse. We sort it, and then we box it into these food boxes, kind of a CSA-style delivery box. It's about 30 pounds of fresh fruit, vegetables, dairy, meat, and we deliver it right to the doorstep of over 100 families across Vancouver every week.
Oh, that's excellent. And was the food box program such a hit that you needed to open this market as well?
Yeah, there's definitely lots of demand, increasing demand for the food box program, especially as food prices continue to increase. And, you know, our capacity to grow that program is a bit limited, but we're working to be able to expand the food box program. But definitely the market is a really easy, scalable way for us to provide even more access to folks. They don't have to be a member of our food box program. They can just show up on a Friday and get whatever they want.
Is there any chance, because, you know, we're heard across Canada, across the U.S. as well. Is there any chance that this this program or, you know, the foundation can be expanded somehow where it's, and I'm sure there are some programs and some foundations that are similar across the country, but is there any thought of expanding beyond your current borders?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. There are lots of organizations across the country and across North America that are trying to chip away at this dual challenge of food waste and food insecurity at all different levels and all kinds of different business models, some very similar to ours. So it's really great to see there's more and more attention being put on these issues that we all really need to work together to address because they're so massive. In terms of Food Stash, the food waste and the food insecurity in Vancouver alone are massive issues that, you know, we definitely can't even tackle by ourselves. There's lots of peer organizations that we work with, we collaborate with, who are helping with just our Metro Vancouver challenges. And we see still a lot of room for us to grow within that same geography, at least for the near future.
So similar type foundations across the country, Carla, you're being executive director of the Food Stash Foundation. Would that involve, picking up the phone and if that's still done these days, but or sending an email or a text or whatever and contacting other foundations and other executive directors and saying, hey, what are you doing that might be working? And you know, maybe kind of trading secrets and talking about some shared experiences. Is that part of your job?
Absolutely. It's actually a really big part of my job. And I've actually only been at the executive director at Food Stash for about 3 months now. So I spent my first couple of months really just trying to figure out who's doing what and map out the landscape in this food space in Canada. So I've talked to folks doing similar work in Alberta and Toronto and Quebec, all over BC as well, Northern BC, and even some folks in the U.S. So there's definitely no reason to reinvent the wheel. I think collaboration and partnership is key when you're trying to address such huge issues, and we can all learn a little bit from each other along the way.
Well, it's good that you're getting that help, but boy, 3 months on the job, you wouldn't know it. The foundation now has a community fridge that we should mention, which sits in front of the building and is stocked with food that is accessible to people at all times.
Yeah, the fridge actually just last night we got the extension cord, put all the signs up, it's plugged in, we loaded it up with 80 pounds of fresh food, and just this morning it's about half empty already, so just in a matter of hours, food is being taken by the community who needs it, so it's really heartening to see that.
Oh, you're doing such great work. How can listeners learn more about the Food Stash Foundation?
They could go to our website, foodstash.ca, follow us on Facebook or Instagram. Pretty much all they need to know is on the internet these days. They can definitely shoot us an email or give me a call too. All of our information's on our website.
All right, foodstash.ca, check it out. Carla Pellegrini, Executive Director of Food Stash Foundation. Carla, great work, and really appreciate you joining us to talk about it. Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, thank you. The pleasure is all ours. Again, foodstash.ca. They're doing great stuff over there.